Phoneboy Speaks, episode 924, MPAA wants your privacy. Chances are, if you have one or more domain names, you're familiar with the Whois database. And so for every domain that's registered, regardless of the top-level domain, there's some contact information for that domain. And this information is publicly available. Anybody can look it up for the domain. Now that can be good, right? If you're trying to find out who's responsible for a domain, it can also be bad, right? Because if you're a person, right, and not say a corporate organization or whatever, you may not necessarily want all of your public details out there. And domain registries, for some top level domains like .com and .net have what they call Whois privacy. And sometimes they charge extra for it and sometimes they don't. And the idea is that rather than put your personal information out there, they're gonna put a sort of a generic information there that if they want to contact you, that it'll actually be able to contact you or forward the information to you. But for those people who don't necessarily want their home address and telephone numbers out on the internet for everybody to see, maybe not such a bad thing to have some sort of privacy. Now because of piracy and all of that stuff, the entertainment industry is trying to get the ICANN to change the policy to basically make it so that if you have any commercial content on your site, then you're not allowed, regardless of what it is, right? Then you're not allowed to have Whois privacy. They're going to try and change the rules. If you're like a small time blogger who happens to have, Google ads on it or something, which is, a pretty typical thing that, people that are, trying to make a little bit of money on their website, but maybe not a ton of money. Well, guess what? They would fall afoul of the rules and wouldn't be able to do Whois privacy anymore if assuming these rules pass. And again, it's because there are people that are using, websites to commit crimes, right? Well, and yeah, that's an issue, right? I mean, as I say, I personally don't, and I'm not doing anything that's illegal on my website, and I don't necessarily want that information out there on the internet or easily available anyway. And so that's why the domain registrars offer that as a service, right? I mean, I don't want to get the postal spam, which is almost always what I would get when I had my public address out there, and you can tell these companies are sending stuff. And as I say, I don't need people necessarily, knowing exactly where I live, although I tell people the city I live in, but you don't need to know my address. I mean, that's just because I've got nothing to hide doesn't mean want random people showing up at my house for not that I don't think that would, I don't think that would necessarily happen, but it's just one of those like you guys don't need to know that information, so why is it out there? And so the entertainment industry is trying to as I say they're trying to change this policy to make it harder for people to do stuff. But guess what's going to happen? They're going to find the people that are actually using this for nefarious purposes. They're going to find a way around the rules, right? My guess is it's probably you're probably going to have some other way around this, or just put bogus information in there. I mean, I don't know how do they verify a street address, right? I mean, how do they verify phone numbers and stuff? I mean, it's just going to create a huge overhead for the domain registrars, and they're not, I don't know. I'm surprised that even the registrars would even agree to this, because I mean, as it is, they take a certain amount of overhead for dealing with these anonymous things. I mean, I'm sure they get their share of postal mail, but I'm also sure that they probably have worked something out with the post office that says if something gets sent here, black hole it, right? So the actual cost is not something they have to deal too much with. But anyway, it's just something to watch out for. If you have a domain registered, you may at some point in the future, just because of the content that you have on your site, you may not be allowed to do it. So just be aware of it, and let ICANN know, I guess, that maybe you want your you want to stay private on the internet. If you're not doing anything wrong, then there's no reason to. But anyway, it amazes me what the depths that the entertainment industry will do to try and combat piracy, when the easiest way to combat piracy is to actually make the content globally available in many, 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 many formats at a fair price. That would stop piracy, or at least drastically reduce it. I mean, look at how the music industry has been quite successful at I won't say they've completely eliminated piracy, but they've gotten rid of the vast majority of it as a result. And in countries where that's, they've really focused on making this stuff available, I won't say it's non-existent, but it's pretty darn close.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.